Hello and welcome to TXS Daily News Podcast. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our headline news offering, Uzbekistan looks to deliver some significant combined cycle gas turbine and renewables financings over the next 12 months, and a strong project pipeline for beyond the end of the year. Much of the potential deal flow will require DFI backing, but appetite from international commercial project lenders is also looking strong, spurred by the credit quality of many of the sponsors looking at the market. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, Islamic Development Bank has financed 56 new trucks as part of a Guinea sanitation project, and NG Peru has signed an 8-year PPA with Anglo American and Mitsubishi's Qualiveco copper mine in Peru that will convert its current contracts to 100% renewable energy from 2029. Over in the commodity finance space, Russian iron ore and HBO Group Metal Invest has announced that Oleg Mikhailov will step down as managing director of Lebedinsky GOK to take up a new role at management company Metal Invest. Saudi Arabia has signed a $12.4 billion pipeline deal with an EIG-led consortium, and Petrobras has approved an agreement with the government regarding the compensation that must be paid to the oil giant in the event of an auction of reserves in two offshore oil areas. And last but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, on our essentials news front, Turkish lender Akbank has managed to roll over a syndicated loan, which also marks its debut piece of ESG financing. However, pricing widened beyond expectation, owing to heightened volatility in both domestic and international markets. On our third-party news tracker service in the trade space, Australia's government has raised the prospect of providing finance to save steelworkers owned by the British entrepreneur Sanjeev Gupta, whose business empire is facing a multi-billion dollar debt crisis. And Deutsche Bank has appointed Samir Damaka as head of securities services and global transaction banking in Indonesia. He will be based in Jakarta. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.